السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
Can you please move forward? Please move forward. There's a lot of brothers outside. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن
إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد My dear, beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal who gathered us in this masjid to gather us يوم القيامة وسيد المرسلين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم آمين يا رب العالمين So a man walked into his house. I want you to imagine this scenario. A man walked into his house and told his wife, start packing. Start packing, we're leaving to Saudi. He said, what? Umrah? He said, no, we're moving. Moving? Where did this come from? We're moving and we're moving for 10 years. What are you talking about? When are we leaving? The flight is in 5 hours. With everybody's standard, this man is insane. This action is insane. But you know what's more insane? For anyone who's not preparing to meet the angel of death. Because the angel of death, when he comes, he doesn't tell you we're moving from one place to another. We're moving from one life to another. He doesn't tell you that we're going for 10 years. It's a one-way ticket forever. And he doesn't tell you that we're leaving in 5 hours. We're leaving now.
وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد
And death comes, and death is true. And that is what you, us, have been avoiding. I'm still young, I'm still strong, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy. All kinds of excuses. You know, when we are in school, we wonder how is the college life, and we start preparing for that life and anticipating the college life, and then we get to college. And then we start thinking, how does it feel to actually work and make your own money? Have a real job. And then we get there, and we prepare for it, and we apply, and we get there. And then we ask ourselves, how does it feel to be married? I see everybody's married. How does it feel to be married? And we get there, and then how does it feel to be a father? And we get there and prepare for it. Subhanallah. Even though I might not, for one reason or another, I might not even graduate from school. I might not even get married. Or for many reasons, I might even not be able to have children. But for 100% sure, no one in this room, no one is watching me right now, will deny that death is coming. Everybody agrees that it's coming 100%. So we prepare for graduation, for marriage, for this, for that. What is the preparation for something that is no doubt it's coming? What is it? What are we doing about it?
قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون
Listen to this, سورة الجمعة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, tell mankind, death that you're running away from, usually if I'm running away from someone, he's behind me, right?
Death that you are running away from is waiting for you.
And then you will return to the all-knowing, the one who knows the seen and the unseen. And he will inform you about every single thing you have done. Everything. Every single move.
My brothers and sisters, death is a fact. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul will taste death. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. Everyone is gonna perish, and only Allah will stay. Subhanallah, we have three lives, right? The life above the ground that we're living right now, and the life of the barzakh, the life of the grave, the life under the ground, and then we have the everlasting life. And if we look about, or if we look at what do we concentrate the most, we concentrate on the shortest. If you compare them, the one above the ground compared to the one under the ground and compared to the eternal one, above the ground is the shortest. And if you look at our schedule, our plans, our life, it's all about the shortest. Subhanallah, and we are very highly educated, smart people. And all the concentration is on the shortest. And we know it's the shortest. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتُهَا وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. الله أكبر. سورة القصص. Allah said, whatever you have been given is an enjoyment of this life and zina, adornment. But what Allah has is better, and not only better, everlasting, abqa. And look at the striking end. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Don't you use your brain? Don't you comprehend? You're concentrating on the زائلة. تحبون العاجلة وتذرون الآخرة. You love the instant gratification and you're forgetting about the آخرة which is coming. سبحان الله. My brothers and sisters, I have two questions. If we were told tonight is our last night, tomorrow 6 a.m. is my janazah and your janazah, all of us, guaranteed, that's it, what would you do tonight? Some people would say, I will make a lot of istighfar, I will ask Allah to forgive me. Some would say, I will make a sincere repentance, tawbah nasuha. Some would say, I would stay up all night in prayer. Some, I will donate a lot of money. And some will say, I will call everybody and ask them for forgiveness. Here comes the second question. Who gave you the guarantee that tonight is not your last night? Why are you not doing it? Who can dare raise his hand and say, tonight is not my last night? I have 2 years, 5 years, 15 years, 30 days. Raise your hand. No one with his complete mind would raise his hand and say, no, 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 tonight I'm not dying. 100% I'm not dying. So why are we not doing what we're supposed to be doing? And you know when we will do it? You know when we will do it? If a doctor, a human being, tells us you have few hours to live.
If a human being that very possibly could make a mistake, a doctor, tells me that I have few hours, I would start trembling. And Allah Azza wa Jal, so many places in the Quran, told us, guaranteed you're going to die. And nothing changes. A human being says it, I shake and I tremble and I start planning. And Allah Azza wa Jal, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلَ. Who is more truthful than Allah? And we don't do anything. My brothers and sisters, I did not say anything new. We all know that. And this is the whole purpose of Jumu'ah. The whole purpose of Jumu'ah is a reminder, right? And when I say reminder, or the word reminder means that we know something and we forgot it, so we need to be reminded. This is what reminder means. So, why are we not preparing? Why are we not preparing for something that inevitable? 100% it's coming. اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. First ayah, Surah Al-Anbiya. The reckoning is getting near and we are heedless. 1440 years ago, Allah said, the end is near. And we are heedless. Our story is like a rich man met once a very poor man. Very poor man. No family, nothing, not a penny. He took him and he said, you see this piece of land, 800-900 acres. He said, yeah. He said, this is all mine. I want to make a deal with you. Run. And whatever you cover running is yours. But you have to be back here where I'm standing before sunset. You could imagine how the poor man felt. Yalla, Bismillah. He started running. 1 mile, 2 miles, and he's looking around. Allahu Akbar, this is all mine. My life is gonna change. I'm gonna buy this, I'm gonna buy that, I'm gonna go there. He is so happy and running. Running, 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 5 miles, 6 miles, 7 miles, 10 miles, and he's looking around, this is all mine. Getting very exhausted, hardly breathing, but he's running, and then he noticed, I have 10 miles to go back. I still have 10 miles to go back in order to earn this piece of land. So he got up and started running back. Actually, start walking back because he cannot run anymore. Exhausted, falling. Long story short, he got to the destination, crawling, fatigue, and his last breath. And it was literally his last breath. He died. So the rich man told his servant, in his land, dig for him 2x6 and put him there. This is what we're doing. Running, 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 running. I still have time. I'm still young. I still have a long way to go. I will repent in Ramadan when I come back from Hajj. When I get married, when I graduate, when I do this, as if someone gave us a guarantee that we have that luxury. My brothers and sisters, I heard one sheikh one time, he said, we should have our shroud, our kafan, hanging in our closet. And if the kafan, if the shroud can talk,
He will tell us, one day you are going to wear me. And keep in mind that I have no pockets. I have no pockets. My brothers and sisters, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, radiallahu anhu, when he was the Khalifa, he told one of the scholars, Idni, give me an advice. So the scholar said, Lesta awwal Khalifa tamut. You're not going to be the first Khalifa that will die. Qala zidni, give me some more. He said, Laysa min abaika ahad ila Adam illa dhaqa al-maut. وسيأتي دورك يا عمر وسيأتي دورك يا عمر. He said, none of your fathers all the way to Adam except they have tasted death, and your turn is coming, ya Umar. My beloved brothers and sisters, our turn is coming. Our turn is coming. Be ready. قولوا قولي هذا استغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. When I used to live in New York, and I would say before 2000, we used to have a lot of scholars that visit us from overseas. And one time, one of the great scholars, he's still alive, may Allah bless him and protect him, he visited us, and the management of the masjid had a meeting with him. They said, ya Sheikh, you see our neighbor over there? He has a supermarket. He owns 5 supermarkets. And he is multi-millionaire. And ya Sheikh, all these years we are here, we did not see a penny from him. Not $1 he donated. So maybe, ya Sheikh, you are here now visiting, and he will feel shy. Try, go and talk to him. The Sheikh said, absolutely. So Sheikh, respected Sheikh, comes to your office or to your home. So he went to see the brother in his supermarket. Assalamu alaikum, salam. The Sheikh is telling us the story. He said, I come right, he comes left. I come west, he comes east. He talked to him, he gave them verses, he gave them hadith, he gave them this. Insha'Allah, I will, nothing. So the Sheikh said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. He's leaving. As he's leaving, the man said, 1 minute, ya Sheikh. So the Sheikh said, what? He said, I promise you that when I retire, I am going to build a masjid. I am going to spend most of my day in the masjid reading Quran. So the Sheikh said, Allahu Akbar, hurry up, go get a piece of paper, get a pen and a paper. Said, why? He said, hurry up, go get it. So the man went, got a paper and got a pen. Said, yes. He said, write down, when I retire, I am going to build a masjid, and I'm going to spend most of my time in it, reading the Quran. The man wrote down everything. Said, now what, ya Sheikh? He said, when the angel of death comes, show him the paper. When the angel of death comes, show him the paper. See, maybe he will give you a few minutes, few years, few days. My brothers and sisters, when we die, we are one of two. We are one of two people. Either we are from the people whom the angels will tell them, لا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. Or we are from the people who would be told, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ يَتَوَفَّى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمَلَائِكَةِ يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. We will be one of two. Either the angels will tell us, don't worry about what's coming. It's all going to be great. And don't fear what you left behind, your family and your wealth and everything. Don't fear about that. And we give you glad tidings that the Jannah is waiting for you. May Allah make us all among them, Ya Rabb. May Allah make us all among them, Ya Rabb. I ask you in this day of Jum'ah to make us all from the first group. And the second group who disbelieved, Allah said, they will be beaten on their faces and on their backs, and they will be told, taste the punishment of the hellfire. So what should we do, Ya Akhwan? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بادروا بالأعمال الصالحة. Rush, race to do good. Do not postpone the good that you can do today till tomorrow. Rush and race to do good. ساريوا, سابقوا, فروا إلى الله, إني لكم منه نذير مبين. Flee to Allah, flee to Allah, flee to Allah. Do not belittle any good deed. Do not belittle any good deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا أتينا بها وكفى بنا حاسبين. And we set the balances for the day of judgment. And no one will be treated unjustly. And if it was a mustard seed, we will bring it. A smile, a dollar. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, we will bring it. And we are the best of reckoners. So check your tawheed first, my brother, my sister. Check your iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Check your la ilaha illallah. Then after that, check your salat. How are you with your salat? Are you from the Jum'ah people? How's your fajr? How's your concentration in the salat? How's your upbringing of your children? How are you taking care of your spouse, brothers and sisters? Are you doing your duties as a parent? And as you do, are you doing your duties toward each other? The husband has rights and the woman has rights. How's your donation? وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمْ الْمَوْتِ فَيَقُولْ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. What do you want to do? فَأَصَّدَّقْ. Allah told us in Surah Al-Munafiqoon, people would say, Ya Allah, bring me back so I can donate. Donate, Ya Akhi, you're still above the ground. It's coming. Death is coming. This whole khutbah was inspired by the departure of my brother Abu Ayman. He was just with us. 2 weeks ago, he was sitting among us. He prayed Fajr every single day in Jama'ah, even though he's in his 80s. Where are you, my 30s and 40s brothers? 80s, drive every day to Fajr. And he's gone. 2 weeks, boom, gone. May Allah have mercy on him. The last statement in Ramadan, when I saw him, subhanallah, it was in Qiyam. It was in Tahajjud. And I was the one making the dua, and after I finished, he said, Ya Abu Riyad. He calls me Abu Riyad. He said, Ya Shaykh, you made a beautiful dua, but you forgot one dua. I said, what is it? He said, you forgot to say, Ya Allah, give us a good end. You forgot to say, Ya Allah, give us a good end. Did Abu Ayman know that last Ramadan was his last Ramadan? La wallahi, he did not know. He did not know. And when the Shaykh said that every Ramadan, we start saying, oh, this Shaykh repeats this every single year. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. My brothers and sisters, let's prepare. Time is running. Time is flying. Any second, could be our last moment. The grave is dark, is lonely, and is tight. And this is the only time to make it lit and spacious and have a companion. How? By our a'mal, by our actions. Do not be fooled by the shaitan. He keeps giving us long hopes. And that does not mean by any means do not study and do not work. We all know that. Work, be ambitious, be successful, produce, invent, but all under the banner of La ilaha illallah, all under the pleasure of La ilaha illallah. My brothers and sisters, I will end with what Allah ended His Quran. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. The last ayah revealed to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ.
And fear a day that you will return to Allah and everything will be presented and no one will be treated unjustly. Please keep our youth in your dua. Ask Allah to protect them. Ask Allah to surround them with the righteous company. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them righteous and live by La ilaha illallah and die by La ilaha illallah. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. يا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا رب يا الله يا الله, I beg you with the best of your names to make our last deeds our best deeds and make our last words La ilaha illallah and to bless us with shahada fi sabilika ya rabbal alameen. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Wa qumu ila salatikum. Please fill up the main hall. Brothers, move forward. Close the gaps. Heels on the line. Forward. Please come from the multi-purpose hall. Fill up the hallway.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله. استووا أقيموا صفوفكم واعتدلوا. Straighten up the lines, fill in the gaps. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. لتبلون في أموالكم وأنفسكم ولتسمعن من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم ومن الذين أشركوا أذى كثيرا وإن تصبروا وتتقوا فإن ذلك من عزم الأمور. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون. الله أكبر.
الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So as we mentioned, our brother Abu Ayman passed away on Wednesday, and many of our brothers have said that their parents or loved ones passed away overseas, so we make dua for all of them, inshallah ta'ala. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'afu anhum wa'akrim nuzulahum wa'assi' mudkhalahum. Allahumma adkhilhum al-jannah. Allahumma adkhilhum al-jannah. Waqihim adhab al-nar. Waqihim adhab al-qabr. We also make dua for all our brothers and sisters that are sick. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيهم. اللهم يا رب الناس أذهب البأس واشفي أنت الشافي. لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.